expressing all the time. But we call letting everybody know what we're upset about communicating. Right? Isn't that what we do? I just want to communicate with you. And this is what you did. And this is what you did. And I wish you would do this differently. And I wish you would. We don't go, I want to communicate with you. You are incredibly beautiful, wonderful, healing, a blessing in my life, what you did last night to ease my pain, what you told me that made me feel even better about myself. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being in my life. You look, somebody said, I want to talk to you. Oh, hell. You know, here it comes. You know they're not about to say I want to communicate with you. Usually, I know there are exceptions. There are always exceptions. Yes. And just by me talking about that, part of brought up the part of you to say, well, I do tell people how much I like them, because that's the way the mind works. It does the opposite, you know. But you know what I mean. Yes. In most cases, when people say, I need to have a talk with you, they're getting ready to tell you something they wish was different about you. And what I'm saying is that communication, true communication is love. True communication is appreciation. True communication is joining. And guess what? The once I feel like you really love me, and you really appreciate me, I'm 1,000% more open to the things that you want to share about me that you need to share about me that's not so loving. But if all you talk to me about is what you want me to change, I would just say to you, why don't you just go somewhere else? Just get you somebody else. I don't need you telling me all day long, every way possible, something's wrong with me, 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 something's as if I was put here on this earth just for your satisfaction and enjoyment. Like I'm a toy that you need to get fixed up the way your fantasy has lined me up to be. You know, I'm not here to fulfill your fantasy. I'm here to remind you of how loving you are.
Ooh,
yeah. That's two different things.
Hell yeah.
You know, if you want somebody to fulfill your fantasy, why don't you just say what you want and see who shows up? You'd be surprised sometimes how fast it'll happen. You just say, if there's anybody in the room today that would love to go to a movie, and you'd be surprised. Somebody might say, yes, I'd love to go to a movie with you, because you ask. And then there's a person that wants to go to the movie. And now you want to go to the movie with a person that wants to go to the movie with you. You're in total harmony. Y'all go to the movie, have a good time. But that's not the way we do it. We go, I want to go to the movie, and I want to go with you. Now, never mind that I'm the last person on earth that you want to go to the movie with. Now that means you have a problem with relating, and I'm going to try to fix you. You need healing. Now you need healing and therapy. You don't know how to join. You see, that's the way we do it. We decide on who it should be to fulfill the fantasy, and then we try to twist them and mold them into our fantasy, and then they aren't being cooperative if they won't allow us to manipulate them, and they are selfish. And I have done it. Yes. Anybody else?
Yes.
I do it.
Yes.
Anybody else? Even if you didn't raise your hand, we raise it for you. There's 100% participation in this class. But we know you couldn't be that different and still be here. So you can pretend like you got your act together, but what you doing around us then? You came just to bless us with your presence. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm touched. I'm really touched. So let's go back one more time. Okay. The world that you want, if you're having a problem right now, the answer to that problem is in your mind, because the first thing you want to do is get peace, which is love. Because once you have peace, you have the state of mind that God can be remembered, the truth can be remembered, your guidance can be remembered. And I'm going to say this again. You are not alone. You have higher guidance. It's in you. It's in your mind. You can call it God. You can call it spirit. You can call it the universe. You can call it you. You can call it your greater self, your real self. You can use any word you want to use. But understand, there is another part of you that does not fear, that does not hate, has no guilt, has no lack thought, and already is loving. You don't have to make it loving. You don't have to put love into it. It's already that way. It's already that way. It's like if there was a gold bar buried under this ground, that gold bar is a perfect gold bar that's buried under the dirt. So therefore, once you get to the gold bar, you don't have to make the gold bar gold. The gold bar is gold. It's already gold. It was just covered up by the dirt. You don't have to make yourself more loving. You are loving. It's covered up by your thoughts, your perceptions, your beliefs, your experiences. That's what's covering up the gold that is you. I believe the gold is in you, even when it's covered up by the dirt. That's what makes me your healer and you my healer, because you'll remember the truth about me even when I forget it. But the key to getting to it is understanding that it's in my own mind. The fear is in my own mind. The love is in my own mind. Spirit is helping me side with the love in my mind, which will produce a world of love. But in the meantime, I'm going to be telling myself something that doesn't seem true because I'm trying to change my mind. So in the beginning, it's going to look like I'm saying stuff that's a lie. Like, I am the holy, innocent child of God. I am entitled to miracles. I am loving. I am abundant. I am surrounded by freedom and light. It may seem like that's the biggest lie in the world at first, because I have to invest. I have to invest in the ideas that I want to see manifest. And insistence is investment. So if I insist on looking at things that way, I'm investing in it. I need to understand if there's conflict in my life, the conflict is in my own mind. The way out of conflict is to make an undivided decision. What is my undivided decision? That I deserve only love. And anything other than that is something that has to be transformed, released, or reperceived. Now, the Course promises that your higher self will use any decisions you make while you're unconscious for your benefit, while at the same time pointing out the alternative of what you could have and make that alternative so appealing to you that you'll keep on moving towards the prosperous, loving stuff and watch your crazy decisions made from fear be somehow used to bless you and teach you lessons and heal you. Whoa. But in order for that to happen, I have to say, I am willing to be the means for my own happiness. I am willing to be the means for my healing. I give the universe permission to use me for my own healing. See, I used to want to use everybody else for my happiness and everybody else for my satisfaction and everybody else for my fun. He said, but I wasn't really using me. So I'm willing to be used by my higher self to bring me the healing and the love and the light that I want in my life, that I'll then be able to share with all of you, because I can't give you what I don't have. And if I don't have it, I can't give it to you. So I can't give anybody peace that I don't keep for myself. So my number one priority is my own peace. The ones that I stick to my own peace, then I can give peace to others or be a means for peace to others. The incorrect way is when I make you peaceful, then I can now allow myself to have some peace, which is the worldly way. You know, the sacrificing mother, father, sister, brother. I'm going to sacrifice all my happiness for you, and then when you're finally happy, then I can be happy. Well, see, the truth is I'm just building up a lot of resentment. That's what I'm really doing, is building up a lot of resentment, because I can't give you what I don't have. I can't give you what I don't have. So if you walk out of here today and you said, today I'm going to own that what I'm perceiving and feeling is coming from my own thought, because I'm the one that's interpreting what's happening to me, then you would have gone light years ahead in giving yourself peace and prosperity and abundance. That's the first step. That's the first step. So people say, well, what do I do next? If you were to accept just what the Course in Miracles said today, that would be a milestone, let alone going, well, what comes next? As if I've already accepted that everything that's happening out here is a reflection of what's going on within me. If I thought that was true, I would never be upset, because I would simply change my thought and then change my feelings and emotions and reactions. So for me to say, oh yeah, I got it, it's in my thoughts, but I'm still in conflict, that should let you know that, no, it's just an intellectual concept in your mind, but it has not been accepted as true yet. Because if it was accepted as true, you would know what to do about your financial situation today. You would know that.